return of the missing citizens. Why so many citizens in prison? American prisons on any given day have over 3 million or more women and men in jail. These prisons are local, county, statewide. Also, the federal government has prisons in every state across America. In some states, you have 4 or 5 prisons, state prisons and federal prisons. In California, Florida, Texas, you have the largest prison populations. And some states have even stopped building more prisons, and they're trying to find ways to release more people from their prisons. I think one of the deepest problems that we face is the mandatory sentencing that carries a heavy burden on the taxpayer, and that is one of the causes that maintains the large prison population. The question should be asked, why is America imprisoning more people than any other country in the world? South Africa used to be the largest country to imprison its citizens. Reminded South Africa had a system of apartheid. Maybe that's the reason. And also America one time had a system of apartheid. Another question should be asked, should we keep people in prison the length of time that we presently do? It is my opinion that we keep too many people in prison for too long. And as long as we've got these mandatory sentencing and not releasing people at the other end, you're forced to build more and more prisons. Millions of families are disrupted and broken up because of this large prison population. One of the things that drives prison population is our large unemployment. It produces stress in the family and the community. And whenever a person or community is under extreme stress, they begin to function in ways that are illegal. They begin to do things that are self-destructive. Substance abuse takes place. So this long imprisonment, being driven by economic insecurity, it causes many of this nation's mental health problems, and we're labeling these problems criminal behavior, but in actuality, it's not. Many of our neuroscientists are beginning to bear witness to that particular statement that I just made. They're realizing that the frontal lobe is undeveloped in many of the men and women that are in prison, and many of your crimes are being committed by people who are under 25. And that is the period of time where you're developing, you're learning ways, you're learning who you are, and you're beginning to mature between that age, 18 to 25. But it's not fully developed even at 25, some scientists say. The point is that all of this equals to a massive imprisoned population. Now what has happened with these long sentences, the prisons are turning gray. Some of your state's prisons are 15, 20% over the age of 50. And that's cost some more money to maintain the health of these prisoners. So the question should also bring us to the point where we should, as a society, try to find ways and means to reduce the prison population in order to heal the communities and the families. Because many men and women in prison now, they're in their 50s and their 60s, and they're pretty mature and develop themselves. And I would think that that would be a very... it would be a large waste of capital to remain in prison when one has become mature and understands the system, understand themselves, and understand their commitment to society. So I would like to end on that note that it matters the welfare, the care of people in prison and their return to society. And the society should begin to question why we're keeping people in prison so long. And then they have to return again. So we want them to return, you know, with a welcome, with society taking them in and helping them to readjust. So I think this question should be put out there throughout the country. We should start questioning this massive imprisoned incarceration. Thank you.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.